for a studio audience.
Hanging on a tree, so every. Hey, what's burning?
Oh, I went to get a towel to put under Laverne's boss, and the iron fell on top of it and burned a hole through her elbow. Maybe she won't notice, huh? You think so? Oh, she's gonna kill me.
Well, it was an accident. Those things happen.
Yes, I'll find a subtle way to explain it to her. Maybe next spring.
Where is Laverne anyway?
Oh, she's at the bank withdrawing our pleasure fund.
Oh, your vacation money. Hey, are you going to pack all these clothes for your cruise?
Yeah, I got it all figured out. We're going to be gone 5 days, so I figure it's 3 outfits a day. That's 15 outfits each. 14 and a half for Laverne.
I spent 3 months in Europe with one dress, one pair of slacks, and 15 scarves.
Oh, well, we're going to Europe one of these days.
Sure you are. Well, where you're going is nice.
Yes, Detroit is lovely this time of year.
Hey, here's your brochure, huh? A 5-day cruise on a luxury liner in the Great Lakes. You'll thrill to a scenic cruise of this water wonderland as you touch all of these mystical bodies of water known as the Great Lakes. Not to mention those mystical bodies known as the single men.
Does it say that there? Does it say it in here?
No, but that's what you're going for, isn't it?
You got it. Lots of classy guys who go mad with desire at the constant pound, pound, pounding of the sea.
Yeah, men love pounding.
So I heard.
There he goes. There goes that hunchback man again. Poor thing, he's been going through the trash cans all morning long.
That's Lenny hiding from me. They always hide when the rent is due. I'd evict them, but I could never rent that apartment again. Do you know they painted the inside of the toilet black?
It's been rumored around the building.
Hi, Laverne. I'm after Lynch.
Hi, Mrs. Babbage.
You ready for this?
You got robbed?
No. How could I get robbed when you made me handcuff myself to the purse? Huh?
Well, then, let me see it. It's all in brand new bills, too. Woohoo! 291 simoleons.
Simoleons.
You spent $50 on the way home?
I spent 50. Now think. Remember when we took that 50 bucks out to buy a new clutch? Mm-hmm. Well, you were supposed to put that money back.
No, you were supposed to deposit your tax refund.
No, mine went for the new tires. It was supposed to be your refund.
No, mine went for the valve job. Don't you remember?
I hate that car. I just hate it.
This happens to be the most disgusting thing that has ever happened to us.
You've got to hide us. We haven't got the rent money.
Here's our rent money.
For me.
Hey, where'd you get all this money anyway?
Where do you think? At the bank.
Bank? Why didn't we think of that?
Why didn't you think of that? See, wait, if they give it to them, they'll give it to anything.
We'll see you later. Pay for the trip.
You ever put your mouth on our money again, I'll tell everyone you never voted your gold.
Oh, yeah? I got witnesses.
We gotta go. One, two, three.
What does it matter anyway? On Monday morning, that ship is going to sail out with hundreds of single guys, and we are not going to be on board.
Yeah, I was really hoping one of those sailors was going to tattoo my name on his arm.
This is it. My life is over. I'll never get married.
Oh, come on, Cheryl.
Look, it's only Friday, right? The ship don't sail till Monday. That gives us 2 whole days, right? We could come up with that money. We're pretty smart cookies, huh?
You really think so, Laverne?
I know so. We can do anything.
Okay, let's ask your father.
No, I don't want to do that. He hollers at me.
Well, we need help.
Carmine!
Listen, Uncle Tom, I got 2 friends here who need a temporary job. I thought maybe you could use them this weekend. Look, there's an old saying, one hand washes the other.
Yep.
Now, I got a bunch of 8-year-old kids starting class, and each and every one of those kids are going to need new tap shoes.
Yes.
Now, you're my friend, you know, and I'd like to send them up here and give you the business, but looks like you're a little short of help. Who's short of help? I have these 2 fine girls working for me.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks, Carmine. You were terrific.
Yeah.
Carmine, you have lipstick all over your collar.
Who told a tale on you?
Yes. It's from my investor. Which reminds me, I left her out in the car. She's probably giving hickeys to my sun visor by now.
Okay, now you be good girl and go in the back room and put your uniforms on.
Okay. Uniforms to sell shoes?
Well, I love uniforms.
You're thinking of sailors.
I'm always thinking of sailors.
Okay, come on, girls. Uncle Tom's waiting. Ooh, there they are. It's Jack and Jill, isn't it? It's going to be fun. Now, you'll see, the kids like to buy shoes from other kids. Makes them comfortable and makes you $1 a shoe.
It's $2 a pair.
I have to go pick up an order of balloons. I hope they have a lot of red ones. I really like red ones.
Well, when are you coming back?
I'll be back before the afternoon rush. Say bye-bye to Uncle Tom.
Bye-bye, Uncle Tom.
All right, now, let's have a little plan of action here, okay?
Okay.
I say that one of us ought to charm the little kiddies, you know, sort of soften them up while the other one moves in for the kill. Now, which part do you want?
The kill.
Yeah, I figured as much. Okay, you got the kill.
Good.
I got the charm. Okay. Hello, is Uncle Tom here?
No, he's stepped out for just a moment, but he's left me in charge. May I be of assistance?
Oh, well, I'm Mrs. Anderson, and this is my son, Lawrence. Lawrence is Uncle Tom's best customer.
I have 20 pair of shoes. Oh, I have 4 pairs if you count my slippers.
I'll handle the charm, all right? I'm going to leave him here while I do some shopping. Let him buy anything he wants.
We can make $50 on this kid alone.
Don't worry about a thing. We'll take excellent care of him. We're going to be partners. Oh, thank you, young man.
These are a great pair of shoes, and your feet are going to love them. Huh? They stink. Now, that's your socks, kid.
Excuse me just a moment, won't you? Excuse me, Jill. Oh, Jill.
I'm not going up.
Jill!
Jill!
Look.
I want you to look at how I'm dressed, all right? Take a good long look. I look pretty stupid, don't I? You look twice as stupid. This isn't for fun, Laverne. This is for the cruise, single men and sailor boys. Your name, perhaps, tattooed on a man's arm. Now get the kid what he wants.
Okay. There better not be any kids on this cruise.
Do you get the phone. I'll finish with these customers.
Okay.
Here's Eden.
Hello. Hello. J&J Shoe Store. Jill speaking. What? Do we have Mr. Potato Head shoes? I'll check. Don't you ever do that again! Don't you ever do that!
Uncle Tom won't notice. Cheryl, I can't think of any way to make that 50 bucks.
Miss Lady Luck has turned her back on us.
No, it's more like she spit right in our face.
All right! Hey, you know, you look awful.
Thanks.
I don't think we feel much like eating right now.
I heard what happened. Carmine told me about your weekend job and how you lost it.
It wasn't our fault, really. It was not our fault.
If you needed money, why didn't you come to me?
Because you yell.
Yeah, I yell. If I didn't yell, everybody come and ask me for money. Come on. Ask me for the money.
Pop, can I have 50 bucks?
What? You crazy? Come on, eat up the pizza before it gets cold.
I don't understand any of this. Is this some sort of secret Italian tradition that I know nothing about?
Eat the pizza.
But I don't want
it. Eat the pizza.
50 bucks!
You must pick up the lucky pizza.
Thanks. I know how hard it was for you to do that. And I know how hard it is for you to do this.
You're my muffin, right? Yeah, you got a little this here and that there.
Oh, that was a wet one. You know what you are? You're just a big old softy. That's what you are. You're a great big old softy. That's what you are. You're nothing but an old softy. Just an old softy.
Enough already. Just thank him for the money.
Thanks for giving us the money. Thank you for giving us the money.
Give? What give? When the two of you come back, you work for it, all right?
Okay.
Hey, I got a business here.
You ought to be able to go on that vacation thing of yours.
Oh, we
in other words.
So, you can have my entire moth collection. If you want to sell it, I'm sure you could get 50 bucks easy.
Yeah, maybe even more than that. Some of those moths are breeders.
They're dead, Lenny. They're dead.
You need your moths. You keep your moths. Keep your moths.
No,
keep them.
No, Cheryl. We've already said our farewells. Now, you go ahead. Take it. Just remember, you'll always owe us a big favor.
Yeah. And we collect anytime we want to, even in the middle of the night.
When it's dark.
Forget the thing. Just forget it. We don't need your moths. We already got our 50 bucks.
Where?
We found it under the pizza.
Money under the pizza?
Okay. What are we sitting here for? We're going on a cruise. Goodbye, Milwaukee. Hello, Great Lakes.
Ay, 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 canta y no llores,
I still know how to use it.
Listen, there's a lot of guys in this boat.
I hope so.
Tell them.
Well, you haven't got much time, so don't play hard to get.
Got it.
What are you doing?
Oh, Pop, I know what you're trying to tell me. You've been telling me since the fifth grade.
Yeah.
Wear loose sweaters, don't wiggle when you walk, and keep at least 1 foot on the floor at all times.
Don't you forget it.
I won't. Oh, boy, I can't believe I'm going on a cruise. Well, I'll see you later. You better start circulating, huh?
Have fun.
Levine, don't wiggle.
He's such an old fuddy-duddy. Hey, why don't you and I go up into one of those lifeboats and fool around a little bit, huh?
Listen to me now. We're going steady, right? Remember one thing. I'm the boss.
Sure, you are.
Okay, let's go on a lifeboat.
Oh, Carmine, a camera you shouldn't have. But I'm so glad you did. Thank you so much.
Just a little something for Angel Face.
A little something. Carmine, this must have set you back a fortune.
Nah, it's cheap. You see, there's this guy in the alley behind the barbershop. He's got this big trunk. And in that trunk, Carmine.
Don't tell me this, all right? I like to think of this as an honest gift.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Carmine.
Oh, no, believe me. It's on the up and up. Believe me. Okay. Now, stay here. Don't go away. I got another surprise for you.
Another surprise? Should I close my eyes?
Not if you want to see it.
You're so clever.
It's an old custom out of sea. Yeah, we've been grabbing all the women goodbye.
Well, gentlemen, you're wasting yourselves on me.
She's right. We can grab Shirley anytime.
Oh,
there's someone who's very grabbable.
Cheryl, you gotta see this. You gotta see it. Go ahead, show us. Okay, make a dance. Dear. You're drawing unwanted attention. Eh? Right?
I'm telling you, Cheryl, it's a lost thought.
Yes, and I can see why. Okay, Bernie, I'll see you later.
Hey, I'm next, but... Oh. Hey, what do you... Don't you know nothing about customs at sea?
Out of there in a jiffy.
Huh?
Just relax and take a deep breath.
Thanks for the lift, sailor.
You okay, quick?
Okay. My entire life flushed in front of my eyes.
Do you need any more assistance? Just yell for Ensign Benson.
Your name is Ensign Benson?
Why don't you call me Gary?
Boy, did you see the way he tipped his hat and looked at you? Well, what are you waiting for? Go jump on him. I'm here to meet gentlemen, not sailors. Sailors are gentlemen. A man with a mother tattooed on his stomach is a gentleman?
All ashore that's going ashore. All visitors, please disembark.
Please don't. What are you doing?
The guy said all visitors, please do some bark. I did my best one, sure.
That was good, yeah.
He said disembark.
What did that mean? I didn't even know what that means.
Hey, get off the boat.
I really wanted to get off the boat.
A toast, as the French would say, bon trip.
Well, I guess this is the pilot, eh?
Yes,
this ship, many of them with briefcases.
Show it just keeps on rocking. It goes up and down, up and down, up and down. Quit thinking about it. Try and make the best of it. Come on, we're here to have fun. This is our vacation. Look at
your attention, please. We believe there are stowaways aboard ship. If you see anyone suspicious, please let us know. Anyone helping these stowaways will be dealt with severely and sent off the ship. Thank you.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Now, what sort of cheap, pathetic freeloader would stow away on a ship?
At all.
Next week on Laverne and Shirley.
Come on,
let's just kick him out of the cabin and never let him back in again.
We won't turn you in this one time.
Cheryl, you are a saint.
She's better than a saint. She's a pope.
Well, Captain, hello.
I've been looking all over for you. You look as lovely as a rose.
Well, so I fell for him, so what? But I'm not letting this romance go any further.
You're getting married!
Get your clammy paws off my wife, buddy.
A sailor told me there's only two cures for seasicknesses: making out and peanut butter.
Hi, you married?
So no matter what, don't leave us alone together.